Today, very special. My friend John at home has nicely volunteered to make a playlist, and that playlist consists entirely of covers of the music of Bob Dylan, everyone's favorite Nobel laureate musician, as in he's the only one. But you already knew that. So, John might be joining us later in the show if he can get up within the hour, which may be tough for him given that he did actually go to bed about 2 hours ago. So, we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, here's the Turtles with their cover of It Ain't Me, Babe.
Chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door.
It is nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is a part of the free West. I was taught and brought up there, its laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. For the country was young with God on its side. Oh, the First World War, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never could guess. Accept it with pride, for you don't count the dead when God's on your side. And then the Second World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and now many a long hour I've thought on this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you will have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. Now, as I leave you, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, there ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and drop to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
That was Manfred Mann there with God on Our Side from the One in the Middle EP. And we're joined by a guest on the air. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm John. I made this playlist.
Yeah, John did the legwork with this one. John has last been heard on WMFO. Saturday night last semester when the two of us were talking about how to start your own cult, I believe.
I think we made pretty good progress there.
Yeah, how's that been going for you?
You know, I haven't necessarily started yet, but I like to think that the groundwork has been laid.
Yeah, so that's probably fair. You go.
Once I begin, it'll just be like, you know.
Yeah.
Steam through it.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very simple. Just like collecting this playlist, because you laid the groundwork with your love of Bob Dylan very early, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. Mostly my dad's doing there, I guess, but yes.
Yeah, the weird thing about my parents is, like, they didn't actually lay me any, like, basis for music. I don't know. They never shared their music with me to more than like my mom silently singing along to Elvis Costello in the car when it came on the radio. Like it was basically up to me to do that.
My dad is a very, very big music aficionado, you could say. So it's had an effect. I would go.
Yeah. No. Naturally. Yeah. I mean, I've fallen into it. And somehow all of our friends have kind of fallen into classic rock, but
yeah, that's sort of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like most of us, and then there's like Kevin, I guess, and I didn't know about Edwin, but
I don't know what Kevin listens to actually.
Kevin's big into rap now, and I mean I like rap, but like still,
Can't say I've dabbled.
You'll dabble eventually.
Everyone have that phase.
Yeah, every single if you're a white kid who likes music, eventually you will get into rap for a bit. You'll realize the merits inherent in rap that you couldn't necessarily find before. Just for short sightedness. I don't know. Happened to me. Happened to Sam. Happens to all sorts of people.
I have seen Straight Outta Compton. Does that count?
That's a gateway. That's a definite gateway. that started my journey into rap.
Okay, you see, that's an inspiration right there.
Yeah, just like you've kind of gotten me more into Bob Dylan, just because you always get him on this like song guessing game that we play. Yeah, Bimb. Yeah. I never used to listen to him before. I don't know. I just never thought to.
Yeah, definitely, like, someone for our age probably needs to be pushed a little, because, I don't know, I feel like it's not initially appealing.
Yeah. Well, because he's not a classic, like, pop singer. Like, all these pop singers have, like, manufactured, like, really beautiful voices. And Bob Dylan is, like, just smoking a pack a day.
Yeah, I don't know how he perfected his voice to that level of what is going on, but
yeah, But that's what makes him special. That and the lyricism. Which you can hear from this. You can't hear the voice, necessarily, because we're not actually going to play any Bob Dylan during the hour. But... yeah.
Bob Dylan light.
Yeah. So how did you collect the playlist? Did you just kind of search the title?
Well, what I did was I had a couple songs that I knew I was putting in, so I threw them in, and then I pretty much just searched songs that I liked and saw if there was a good cover by listening to a bunch of things that came up that weren't Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I had my dad look at the playlist, and he had, I think, two songs in particular. He's like, oh, well, you need to put these ones in to make the playlist super complete, so we erased two songs by people that you've probably never heard of.
Yeah. I assume your dad didn't put in the Adele cover.
My dad what?
I assume your dad wasn't the one who put in the Adele cover.
No, that was one of the ones he suggested.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't know that song was the Bob Dylan song.
Oh, fair enough.
Did you know that was a Dylan song?
No, I didn't know. I was pretty sure. Didn't Cher record "It Ain't Me, Babe"? Sonny and Cher.
Maybe, I don't know. I
think so.
Yeah, I looked at a lot of "It Ain't Me, Babe," but the Turtles is my favorite. The Turtles is actually what prompted me to suggest this playlist.
Oh, so. Okay. Oh wow, there are a lot of "It Ain't Me, Babe" covers. Johnny Cash did one. Reese Witherspoon did one, but that was in the movie.
Reese Witherspoon did
one? No, and Joaquin Phoenix, but that was in a movie about Bob Dylan. And then Joan Baez. No, I was thinking of "You Got Me, Babe" for Cher. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Close enough.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll take it. Partial credit, please. I showed my work.
Oh, yeah, very nice. I wrote down the equations.
So on this, apparently the big thing that's been going around on campus is that this chem professor sent an email to his students yesterday about the midterm, and he was like, he basically said, during the test yesterday, one student in the middle seemed to get very sick and walked out of the room and didn't come back and left his test, and the name signed on the test was Jamal Wallace, and there is no Jamal Wallace in this class. And he was like, who is this, please, I want to be able to grade their test and give it back to them.
Well, couldn't he at the very least do process of elimination to figure out who it is?
Yeah, I guess, but it just raises so many questions. Like, what if it isn't anyone in the class and someone just came in to do this one weird prank?
Well, then you could figure that out as well if you just did process of elimination.
Yeah, you would think that a chem professor would be adept at that, but I don't know.
Some tests at my school, they require you to bring in your ID so that
Well, because fraud, unlike the SAT and the ACT.
Yeah.
It's because people can't.
But, that's pretty much only finals, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was every test. Like, you just go in for an APISH test, and Mrs. Comlo would be like, yeah, I'm going to need your ID. That would be an experience.
In college, I feel like I have so few tests, so.
True. Yeah, I barely have any. I've had the most tests I've had in like the entirety of college this semester, honestly. I've had I've had three so far.
This is his first semester where he's going to have a final. That was okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. Is he a humanities major?
Yeah, he's...
yeah, that explains a lot then. Yeah, I don't have that many tests, generally. It just depends class to class. I have three finals this year, and that's a high amount for me. The rest are essays, though.
I have three as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yep. All right, so I'll let you go, John, I think. You can listen to the rest, or you can go back to bed. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll have to, you know, weigh it out.
Yeah, it's a hard choice, I'm sure. But yeah, no, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for making the playlist.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye-bye. And now, Let's go back to some Bob Dylan covers. This one's by the Byrds. See if you can recognize it. Enjoy.
And my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going.
And is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Peter, Paul, and Mary with their cover of Blowing in the Wind. That's off of their Best Of album. And before that was The Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man. The Byrds spelt B-Y-R-D-S, the old style rock and roll band, coming from a long tradition of misspelling band names with animals in it. Initially started with the Beatles, or started with Byrds, whichever one. The Turtles, who we played first around the same time, they did not misspell their band name. They spelt the Turtles correctly. But yeah, so our next song is going to be what could be defined as a cover, and I think we will define as a cover here for the sakes of the show. And I think, honestly, it has to go down as a cover. But it's going to be from the New Basement Tapes album that came out, I think, last year or the year before, maybe last spring. And this is, it's sort of they got together a super group of a lot of well-known musicians. The singer on this next song is Marcus Mumford, for example, of the band Mumford & Sons. But what they did was they took unrecorded instances of Dylan's music and stuff that he never actually put on a record or anything like that, and turned it into music and put it on a record. But what it showed was that Bob Dylan, for all of the records that he's put out over the many years and all of the great songs that he has put into the public sphere, he's kept a lot back that are actually better songs than most people can write today. And that really underlines why he has to be considered one of, if not the best songwriters of all time, and why he is totally worthy of that Nobel laureate in literature, which to some people is highly controversial, but to me, honestly, I completely understand where it's coming from, because the song is a medium, like the poem, or to an extent like the novel, that is worthy of literature. And not everyone is. You can't necessarily take, say, a popular song today, like Cake by the Ocean by Dance, and put that in the same pantheons as Wordsworth or anyone like that, or Langston Hughes, for example. But with some of what Bob Dylan sings, you really can. It's not derivative, repetitive, basically conveyor belt music that's just been mass produced. It's the work of an artist, and we'll be able to see that lyricism come out in this next song, again from the New Basement Tapes. And this is Marcus Mumford and the band, whoever makes up the backing band, I'm not sure, but I can let you know. And this is Kansas City.
I listen to you time and time again, while you tell me just what's right, and you tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night, going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing house, and then you say
gotta pay for what you break. Going back to Kansas City.
The new Basement Tapes there with Kansas City. The new Basement Tapes I just looked up is made up of Marcus Mumford, Jim James. Let's see where Jim James is from. Jim James is in My Morning Jacket, the band. Very good band. Taylor Goldsmith of the band Dawes. Rhiannon Giddens of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. She's a more Americana bluegrass musician. And Elvis Costello of, well, he doesn't even have a band. He's just Elvis Costello. And so they made the music to this, these lyrics that were found from Bob Dylan's recording of his album with the band called The Basement Tapes. And they would set it to music and perform. And actually on that song there, playing guitar is actor Johnny Depp, because Elvis Costello had to be in Las Vegas to record, to play a concert with The Roots. And so he couldn't be there, so they brought in, of all people, Johnny Depp to play guitar. But that doesn't detract anything from it. It's a very, very good song, and it's very popular when it was released. That's the lead single off of the album. So, not totally a Dylan cover, but I think it is. I think it counts. Meanwhile, I have a PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. That's 636-542-8855. This has been a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Baden-Powell Association is, I believe, the leading scout organization, Boy Scout counterpart in England, to the point where it's also very historic. It was I was reading about it the other day in one of my readings for my history class on the British Empire. It was founded around the time that the scramble for Africa was going on in the late 19th century, as a way to prepare people to basically go into the colonies and be able to succeed and thrive in colonial England. And it was founded by that man, Baden Powell, and spun out into this much larger and very, very internationally successful organization that I guess is trying to make an inroads against the Boy Scouts. And if you're trying to make an inroads against the Boy Scouts, now's a good time, because it's the most scandal-ridden that that organization has been in a long time, thanks to its trying to preserve its white male identity, white male cisgender identity, and heterosexual. It's a lot of words I just threw out, but basically it's not being that accepting of others. But we are being accepting of other musicians here than Bob Dylan by only playing Bob Dylan covers. We're about halfway through the hour now. And halfway through the hour, what better way to start than with some new wave? This is Duran Duran.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay across my big grass bed.
Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you and you see them shine.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big grass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make him smile. Stay with your man a while.
While waiting longer for the world to begin, you can have your cake and eat it too. While waiting longer for the one you love, when he's standing in front of you.
Duran Duran with Lay Lady, the lay there. That's probably one of the most interesting and completely different covers of Dylan that we have on this playlist, where the synth pop band took on on a blues folk sort of Americana musician and really nailed it. So it's an interesting one. Here's a more traditional one. This is Them featuring Van Morrison with It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
Sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too. Don't walk so fast.
to live out on the street, but now you're gonna have to get used to it. You see, you never compromise with a mystery trapping at you. Realize that he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes. And he said, do you want to make up to your mama? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own? With no direction at all.
Was the Rolling Stones with, yep, you guessed it, Like a Rolling Stone, a live cover of Bob Dylan off the album Stripped. You figured they had to play that song sometime, and that would be a correct thing to pause it, because they did. And it's a pretty good cover, actually. Definitely works, and it definitely works with Mick Jagger's voice. All right, next up, we're just going to keep going through some music, because we can miss out on my suboptimal banter. Here's Adele off the album 19. This is Make You Feel My Love.
When the rain is blowing in your Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Warren Zevon with Knocking on Heaven's Door. That was off of his 2003 album, The Wind, which was the last album he ever made. And he recorded that song, perhaps symbolically, almost definitely symbolically, of the fact that he was at the time dying from cancer, and he would pass away a few months after that album was released. So, powerful, powerful subtext there from Warren Zevon, and a far flight away from his most famous song, Werewolves of London, but nevertheless, both are very good, just good in different ways. So we're just coming into the final stretch here, and so I think we'll end this with the granddaddy of all Bob Dylan covers, the one that's revered above all others, that comes before every other one, and yeah, that has to be Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower cover. It is the best there is. So we'll listen to that in a moment. Meanwhile, I'm off next week, going home for spring break. So probably won't be anyone on it this time. But I'll be back the week after that. Pop and Circumstance will return on Thursday, March the 30th. In the meantime, and anyway, thanks for listening this hour. I'm Charlie Driver. You've been listening to Pop and Circumstance, and we've done exclusively Dylan covers. Thanks again to John Colarusso, who put this playlist together. This is Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower.